Hi, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, and we're going through our series on grace called Downloading Grace from Heaven, and you can download all you need from downloadinggrace.com, downloadinggrace.com. And today we'll be looking at the way grace enters into our lives. And before we do that, we're going to pray. Father in heaven, we thank you that you're the God of all peace, all grace, and all comfort. And we ask that this broadcast will bless many lives right across the world, and especially in Richmond this morning as they listen to this broadcast. So, Lord, I pray you'll bless the folks there, and you'll make these words full of grace and truth for all who understand them. Okay, so we find that we're talking about sustaining grace, the grace that gives you strength to get through life on a daily basis. And God's sustaining grace is available to you at all times from the throne of grace. Hebrews 4:16, there is a throne of grace in which we can come for grace and help in time of need. And Jesus is our understanding high priest. He's been through everything. He's been a human being. He knows what it means to live and to die, to go through all the sufferings of life, and he's been made our high priest. He's forgiven our sins. He is now the compassionate one who's been tempted in all points as we have, yet without sin. And he is going to pour out grace into your life when you need it. And so we're going to have to look at the pathway of grace. Where does grace come from? How does it reach us? How can we get hold of this sustaining grace? And how does it operate in our lives? And we're going to cover a lot in this little 15-minute broadcast, but it will be helpful to you. So tune on in and latch on to how to get your life full of the grace of God when you need it. First of all, of course, grace starts with the Father. He's the Father of lights, with whom there is no shadow of turning. All good things come down from him who is above, the Father. We find that in James 1:17. So every good thing comes to us from God. He's the Father of lights. He's light, and in him there is no darkness at all. So God's grace, kindness, compassion, God's strengthening of your life, God putting the Holy Spirit in your heart, that all comes from the Father. And he loves us, and he is your heavenly Father, and he wants you to be full of his grace. He wants his strength to operate in your life. So he's the source of all grace. That's your heavenly Father. And the grace flows to us through the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ when you get born again and as you live the Christian life. Jesus has forgiven your sins on the cross. And because your sins have been forgiven, then grace can come to you. God's kindness and mercy come to you because your sins have been taken out of the way through the cross of Jesus Christ because you believed. So the goodness of God flows to you through Jesus Christ. He's the way, he's the truth, he's the life, he's the one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. He is that mediator, and he mediates the grace of God to you. The saints don't mediate it, Mary doesn't mediate it. The one mediator is Jesus Christ. You can't get grace from Buddha, you can't get grace from anyone else. God's grace flows to you through Jesus. He's the one name under heaven by which we can be saved. So you have to come to Jesus to experience the love, joy, and peace of God in your heart in a transforming way. So Jesus is the one who forgives, the one who died on the cross, the one who understands all you've been through, and he's lived a perfect life, and he will make grace available to you. And so the Holy Spirit, then, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit sheds abroad the grace of God in our hearts. And we find that in Romans 5, verse 5. The Holy Spirit sheds abroad the love of God in our hearts, and the love of God and all the grace of God comes to us through the Holy Spirit, and he gives us the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, self-control. All those fruit of the Spirit come through the Holy Spirit, who sheds abroad the grace of God inside of us and strengthens us in the inner man, so we can know the love of God, the height, the depth, the width, all those things. That comes through the Holy Ghost. So from the Father, through the Son, and then shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. So that's what God does. It's the Trinity at work, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, putting grace into your heart and into your life. So what's our bit? Well, we find in Romans 8 and verses 4 to 6, it talks about the role of our mind. It says, the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. So the Holy Spirit's trying to shed abroad the love of God in our hearts. And if we set our mind on the Spirit, then we get in tune with that. We get in tune with God's will. We get in tune with the Bible and with the Holy Spirit. And when our mind is set on spiritual things, then the grace of God goes to work and we are filled with the grace of God. But if we don't set our mind on the Spirit, if we instead set it on the flesh, on ourselves, our own needs, our own wants, our own fights, our own resentments, if we're full of envy and strife, then the grace of God is blocked by our own attitude. So when you have an attitude of gratitude, when you're lined up with the Holy Spirit, then things are going to work out well for you spiritually. But if you have an attitude of nastiness and selfishness and revenge, then you're going to end up in a very dark place, which at this time, as we think about politics across America and this nation is experiencing a lot of stress, it's important to pull your mind away from all the negative things on the news and spend time with God, making sure your mind is set on the Spirit and not on all the contention and strife that's going on out there. It may be important. We may have to address those issues, but you need to spend some time with God. You need to have a daily quiet time focusing your mind on the things of God, on the Word of God, having Christian fellowship, turning up that Christian music, setting your mind on spiritual things, and then asking God to fill you with His grace and with His Holy Spirit so you can be strengthened and have grace and help in time of need. And a prayer I find that's very useful is to pray and say, I believe I am receiving the grace of God. You just go to God and you say, I believe that I am receiving the grace of God. And you can make it specific. You can say a particular aspect of grace. I believe I am receiving the perfect peace of God in my heart. That's if you're stressed. You say, I believe I am receiving the perfect peace of God in my heart. You might say something else. I believe I am receiving strength from God for today. I believe I am receiving strength from God for today. Or I believe I am receiving wisdom from God. And it says in James that you will receive wisdom if you ask for it. You can say, I believe I am receiving wisdom from God to cope with all these situations in my life. And God will give you whatever you need. You might be hassled by the children. You might be in a difficult marriage. You might be in a job that's way beyond you. But God will give you the grace to cope as He's given His saints over the last thousands of years. Millions of saints have known the grace of God to get them through each day, to get them through fiery furnaces and difficult crises. And God has taken through the people in the Bible. He's taken through the heroes of faith in Hebrews 11. And He's taken people through of ordinary walks of life as well. And we all know people who are full of the joy of the Lord. Their faces are radiant because they're filled with the grace of God and they rely on the grace of God. So set your mind on the Spirit. Set your mind on things above. Don't go to those negative places where you're filling your mind with worry, with stress, with hatred, with envy, with the things that take you into a dark place. So, for instance, if you've been hurt by someone and you set your mind on the hurt, and you go more and more thinking about how you were hurt, how you were slighted, how that person's a bad person, how you need to get rid of them from your life, etc., etc., and all that hurt builds up inside you, then you can end up in a very dark place spiritually because the mindset on the flesh is death and you're setting your mind on the injury and your own self-importance and everything else like that. So that will take you off course spiritually. If you're unable to forgive, if you're unable to let go of the issue, you'll end up in a very dark place spiritually. So you have to stop doing that. Stop worrying about your position in church or what someone said in the sermon last week or what the deacon did. Stop worrying about those things. Instead, focus your mind on God. Stop worrying about what your wife said or your kids said or your husband said. Put that to one side, let it flow past you and set your mind on the Spirit instead, and God will give you a solution to the problems that are in that relationship. So grace comes from the Father through the Son, set abroad in our hearts through the Holy Ghost, and we start laying hold of grace by setting our mind on the Spirit. Now, after we've set our mind on the Spirit, the next thing we need to do is believe. We need to believe that we're receiving. We need to have faith that grace is available to us. And some people are very skeptical that God's going to do anything for them. They think, oh, well, God did it for this person or that person, or they're proud. They say, oh, well, I don't really need God's grace in my life. I can do it myself. Well, God's designed you to run on grace. He hasn't designed you to run on your own strength. This world is big, it's complicated, it's fast, and it's difficult. Stuff comes at us from all angles. Yes, you can probably swat a lot of it away in your own strength. But God wants you to run on His grace. He wants you to be a spiritual being. He wants you to have spiritual strength. And so put aside that pride, put aside that independence, and believe that God will put His grace in your heart as you pray to Him and ask Him for grace and strength and wisdom and peace and all the other good things of God. So believe that you're going to receive. Believe that you need to ask, put away the pride, and then believe that you're going to receive. Put away the doubt and the skepticism that God acts. God isn't just some guy on a cloud up in the sky. God is real. He's around us. He's working in nature all the time. He's working in people all the time. God is very active, and God's grace is very active. And God's grace wants to be active in your heart and your mind on a daily, minute-by-minute basis. So you need to believe that you're like a sponge soaking up the grace of God, and that grace of God is going to work in you on all the little points of your life where it needs to go to work. So you need to believe that you are receiving the grace of God into all the nooks and crannies of your life, and that your life is going to be changed by that. So believe that you're receiving the grace of God, and the grace of God is helping you on a daily basis. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that you love me. I believe that the Holy Spirit's shedding abroad the grace of God in my life, and I want to receive that grace, and I believe that it will come to me if I pray. Don't think you're unworthy, because the cross has taken care of that. Just believe that you can receive the grace of God. Well, that's John Edmiston. I've run out of time here. That's me sharing this little bit about downloading grace from heaven. And you'll find the book at downloadinggrace.com. Downloadinggrace.com. Have a blessed Sunday. Thank you and bye.